Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And thanks so much for making the show part of your day. I'm on Twitter at Grant H. Paulson. So is Danny.
I am at Funny Danny.
Hit us up throughout the show if you can't get through on the phones. Did you see Lonzo Ball's debut last evening?
Yes, I did, and it was with great glee. Now, I still think he's going to be good, and I feel bad about all this because it's not his fault that his dad's a brain jackass. Like, I don't blame him at all. All he wants to do is play basketball and, you know, hopefully do well. But there's a target on him now. Because his dad is such a boob and a buffoon, and we enable him every time we talk about him. I'm doing it now. But you basically have guys like Patrick Beverley, who can play, by the way, saying, I'll see you out there. We'll see what happens. And Beverley shoved it on him. Ball looked like a lost puppy, just like an intimidated kid. Again, I still think he's going to be very good. I think his game fits the modern NBA and open courts and everything else.
He only had 3 points last night.
But unimpressive, man. Really unimpressive.
I didn't get to see most of the game. I came upstairs at Wrigley Field after the Dodgers had won, and I looked at the TV, and they were down 95-65.
I may, by the way, have underestimated the Clippers. In all this. I know they played the Lakers, and the Lakers stink on ice. They're going to be wretched.
Probably estimated them just fine, I bet.
Dude, the Clippers may be just so free and happy that Chris Paul isn't there anymore because Paul's such a difficult teammate to play with, and he's a pain in the butt. I think he's excellent, by the way, and he helps whoever he's with. But maybe, just maybe, they're excited to not have to deal with him, and they're going to let Blake Griffin shine like he did last night. Him and DeAndre Jordan were awesome. I got to see the second half of that game before those guys, you know, throttled it back because they were up by, you know, 20-some points at that point. But Ball, 1-for-6, couple turnovers, just kind of just wandering around out there, but had very little impact.
I know I'm a jerk. I understand this. I am rooting against him, and I'm trying to keep myself from doing that because it really is not the player's fault.
Right, it's not him.
It's not this kid's issue. But I just find his dad's act to be so disenfranchising and annoying that I can't help it. It's just that my default setting on this. And Beverley, by the way, tweeted several weeks back after his dad said he was going to tear up the league or whatever it was that he said.
He could go toe-to-toe with Steph Curry.
Yeah. Well, he said he was better than Steph Curry. But he said, Beverley, I'm talking about, said, well, we'll see. I cover him in the first game, so let's see how he does. And then last night he was screaming about how soft he was. And,
oh, yeah.
I mean, there are going to be a lot of players, to your point, that take issue with things being said. And it's not by Lonzo Ball, who's just quietly going about his business.
He just wants to play.
Tough game last night. Hey, let's get to the NFL and parity. So let's run through the division standings real quick. And this is kind of going to prove the point of the fact that we may have more teams jumbled up in the same bucket of mediocrity than we ever have before. Look at the AFC first. In the East, the Patriots are 4-2 first place. The Jets are 3-3 last place. The Jets almost beat New England this past weekend. And in fact, they should have, by the way. New England, the best team in this division, has only outscored their opponents by 13 through 6 games total. It's a 4-2 Patriots team, 3-2 Buffalo, 3-2 Miami, 3-3 New York. The top and the worst teams just played a game that could have gone either way. The AFC North, the Pittsburgh Steelers are 4-2, but with a couple of putrid losses. The Ravens are 3-3, and they have woodshedded a team, the Jaguars, and been woodshedded in games, including this past week. I mean, there are games where they look like nobody can stop them, and then there are games where Joe Flacco looks like he may complete 3 passes for 9 yards and be intercepted 6 times. The Bengals, 2-3. The Browns, 0-6. So in this division, I don't know that there's a great team. There is one bad team, and then there's everyone else with Pittsburgh being the best of the rest. The AFC South, maybe the best example of parity. 4 teams within a game of one another. The Colts were playing for first place on Monday night this week. Right now they're in last place at 2-4. The other 3 teams are all 500, 3-3, Titans, Jags, Texans. Nobody knows who the best of that bunch is. AFC West after last night. Chiefs definitively the best group, but they've lost 2 in a row. They very easily could be 4-3 with 3 losses in a row if Josh Doxson catches the football in the end zone.
That's right.
On Monday night for the Redskins. 3-2 Denver, 3-4 Oakland, 2-4 Chargers, who have been close in every game. So that's the AFC, Danny. And I mean, of that group, Who's terrible? You would say the Colts are bad. The Browns are terrible. Who's great? You would say maybe nobody in that conference other
nobody
than
really.
Kansas City with two straight losses.
But they're good. I don't think they're great. They're
okay,
they're very
so then
good,
they're
right?
good. New England's good. Pittsburgh's good. But are they that much better than Houston, than Denver, than Buffalo? I don't know the answer. I don't think they are.
Yeah, the NFC looks almost a mirror image of that. Philadelphia right now, the head of the class at 5-1, but are they a juggernaut? They're good. There's no one's taking anything away from them. And they're favored to beat the Redskins this Monday, and they should be. And I would pick them if I had to do it right now this
What's
minute.
The spread in that game, by the way?
You know what? I don't have it directly in front of me.
I'll look
think,
it up.
I actually do. Have give me a second. It is 5. Five point. I've seen 4.5 and 5. Depends
okay.
on your
I was
outlet.
Thinking to be about 4. That's interesting.
Yeah, 4.5, 5.
Maybe those injuries are going to end up moving this line a little bit.
And that's what I think it is, ultimately, is that. I think it'll be a competitive game, but Philadelphia should be favored. So, but everybody else, they're 4-2 teams that aren't probably that much better than 3-3 teams. And all of a sudden, somebody like the New Orleans Saints, who's 3-2, they started off terrible. They've switched to basically, they stopped playing man. And now all of a sudden, they play nothing but zone. And they're scoring defensive touchdowns now in droves. Who knows what the hell they are? To go with that great offense, now that they've got rid of Adrian Peterson, et cetera. The Falcons are 3-2, but they've played terribly the last couple weeks. Everybody's trending. It's so week to week. I would say this. 22 of the 32 teams are 500 or better heading into this full slate here in week number 7. Basically tells you that everybody's jumbled up. Everybody's right there. There are a couple teams that are already out of it that are done. I'd say 3 of them. Cleveland 0-6, Niners 0-6, Giants 1-5. And by the way, the Giants are coming off an impressive win. So, you know, again, I don't know how you pick this thing. But this was Pete Rozelle's dream. This is what he dreamt of. The idea that 32 cities, or close to it, every week, A, think they've got a chance, B, are in it for as long as humanly possible. It keeps interest. I don't know whether it's good or bad. I just know that this is what they sought.
And they should have sought this. Because I think, in general, it's good for football. I think the more markets that are engaged all season, the better. The more fan bases that genuinely feel like they've got a legitimate shot, the better for your product. It's why I get so upset with the NBA, because I know at the beginning of the year who the best team in the West is and who's going to come out of that conference and who the beasts of the East are and who's going to come out of that conference. And I know the finals match up and very likely who's going to win and within a game or two how many games it's going to take. I don't think that's good for business.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the way the NFL has it, but I think the risk that you run when you get to a point of excessive or a ton of parity is that you need really good teams as well. Because otherwise, there aren't like evil empires. There aren't teams that you have to fear. There is no bad guy in the movie, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who those teams are right now, is my issue. I mean, again, yesterday, you and I did our power rankings. We do them every single week. And we went through our top five together. And we had very different top fives, if you recall, which this many weeks into the season shouldn't necessarily be the case. But that's where we are. Like, if right now at home, do that. Here's your exercise. Who are the five best teams in football? It's really hard to make that list. You'd like to put Green Bay on it. They're without Aaron Rodgers,
they
maybe for the
them,
rest
yeah.
of the year. So they gone. I mean, Minnesota, are they one of the best teams in football at 4-2? Have you seen a couple of the losses that they have? Case Keenum has been their quarterback for much of this season. You're going to tell me, with a top running back out for the year and Sam Bradford's health majorly in question, that Minnesota's one of the five best teams in football? I mean, the LA Rams cracked my top five this week. Think about that.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right.
They were fifth. They're 4-2. They have 179 points. No one else in that division has 120. I mean, Sean McVay's drawn up some really impressive offense. But what are we doing here that they would be one of the best five teams in football? So the question we want to ask you guys, and we can get into this next, and we'll open up the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Is this much parity good for football? Or have we gotten to a point where there's not enough top-caliber teams, where we've gone almost too far with parity to the point where it's just a lot of mediocrity now? 800-636-1067. Do you like all the parity or not? That's the question. Grant and Danny, your calls are next on The Fan.
Guys, I've been telling you about draft. What are you waiting for? Get in the game. It is so much fun. It's the best thing going right now in fantasy football. You've done the daily fantasy sites, right? The salary cap stuff where you vaccinations, and you get things to fit in, and everybody else has your same great idea, and maybe you split a pot for like $3. You've done that before, haven't you? You've dealt with the season-long fantasy football where the draft is awesome, and then you're just scouring the waiver wire to deal with your guy that's an injured reserve. You get the best of both worlds. Drafts on draft take about 5-6 minutes to do. Set your lineup and forget it like rotisserie chicken, baby. It's awesome, and you win cold, hard cash. Cold, hard cash. In fact, 80% better chance of winning on draft than on the regular salary cap sites. I know you're intrigued. I've been doing this each week of the season. I'm going to have 3 or 4 drafts probably today. I've done a couple NBA ones, did some Major League Baseball ones towards the end of the season. It is just so much fun. And right now, use your boy's promo code. That's 1067Danny. 1067Danny. Get a free entry into a cash game when you make your first deposit. Plus, if you don't like it, which I can't imagine, by the way, but let's say you don't, money-back guarantee up to $100. You will get a money-back guarantee from Draft of up to $100. What are you waiting for? Go to the App Store and search Draft or go to draft.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.